Chapter 2. After dinner, they headed into the drawing room for coffee, choosing a comfortable sofa near a curved bay window overlooking the garden. The spring days were beginning to lengthen the evenings, and dusk had only recently settled into darkness. Sophie sat down next to Mel, and Flora settled into a high-backed armchair nearby. A jumble of mismatched blue and floral printed sofas were clustered together around coffee tables, perfectly complemented by pale lemon wallpaper and a patterned carpet that didn't quite reach the walls. Folding doors to the piano lounge next door were open, and Flora heard the sound of Cole Porter drifting across to them. Her mind well remembered the phrasing of the music, and she followed it with a practiced ease that she thought she had forgotten after she had switched studying music for horticulture. Mel's eyes were trying to close as she finally began to slow down and relax, and Flora glanced at Sophie, recognizing at once the implacable look on her friend's face. "Ready, Flora? It seems as good a time as any." Flora immediately felt worried. For what? For your dare. We need to find your plus one for the wedding. Sophie was calmly scanning the room for suitable candidates, and she lowered her voice. There's nobody in here that will do, so it has to be the very next man that enters the room, provided he's alone and appears to be single, of course. Flora heaved a sigh, but inched forwards until she was perched on the edge of her chair. She couldn't believe how seriously her friend was taking this. From the corner of her eye, she saw Mel sit upright with a grin as she realised what was going on. As Flora slowly stood up, she heard Sophie's splutter of laughter, and her heart sank as she glanced across to the door. An elderly man had sidled in with the help of a walking stick, wearing tartan trousers and a Prince Charlie jacket. Flora heard Mel laugh too, and she turned around to glare at her. But then she felt Sophie's hand clutching her leg, and she swung her gaze back to the door.